You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Heritage Business International. Let HBI help you achieve your research, preservation, and education goals in a global marketplace. Check them out at www.heritagebusiness.org.
This is episode 39 for the 8th of February, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and today on ARC 365, we look at one of the fathers of historical archaeology, Dr. James Dietz. Dr. James Dietz was born on this day in 1930 in Cumberland, Maryland. He was an American anthropologist whose work focused on culture change and the cultural aspects inherent in the historical and archaeological record. Dietz began at Harvard, where he received his BA, MA, and PhD. After an honorable discharge from 4 years in the Air Force, he began working on the River Basin Survey site in Missouri. The year was 1957. Following dissertation work titled An Archaeological Approach to Kinship Change in the 18th Century Arikara Culture, Dietz took a job as assistant professor of anthropology at the University of California at Santa Barbara. Over the course of his career, Dietz also taught at Harvard, Brown, William & Mary, the University of Cape Town, Berkeley, and the University of Virginia. While at UC Santa Barbara, Dietz worked with J.O. Brew and Harry Hornblower to excavate sites related to North American colonial archaeology. This led to the publication of In Small Things Forgotten, The Archaeology of Early American Life, published in 1977. Through his more than 60 articles and books, Dietz emphasized the importance of analyzing the physical artifacts themselves, rather than just interpreting them from archaeological reports. This influenced the style of how authors in archaeology write today. The book, In Small Things, mentioned previously, was written in this style and is still used in archaeology classrooms because of its ability to be understood at a basic level. This next bit is especially important and frustrating to myself. You'll see why in a moment. Dietz, unlike many in the era, was one of the first archaeologists to realize the importance of technology in the evolution of archaeology way back in 1959. For a project in Massachusetts, Dietz wrote a program for an IBM mainframe computer that was able to sort rim sherds based on specific characteristics of each individual piece. It was a long and frustrating process, but the program was able to successfully differentiate and sort the different sherds. This demonstrated how human bias can be removed from analysis by letting a computer do it. This was in 1959, a full 58 years ago, and we're still talking about paperless archaeology, but I digress. Dietz was a pioneer in many ways. His research style, writing style, and I must say adoption of technology made him stand out amongst his peers. Dietz was considered one of the new American archaeologists because he contributed to a new chapter in the general theory of anthropological archaeology. He was credited with discerning patterns underlying historical finds that reflected changes in past human behavior. Dietz was a visiting professor in New World Studies at the University of Virginia when he accepted his appointment to the Harrison Chair of Historical Archaeology. Here's a summary of Dietz's life work in his own words. My interest in historical archaeology over the last 30 years and more has been concerned with culture change. How relationships perceived in the designs and forms of different sets of artifacts relate to organizing principles that tie a whole society together, and how, over time, these shift. But changes have been taking place within anthropology that appear to impact adversely upon this approach. Remember Kent Flannery's old-timer, who was forced into early retirement because he believed in culture as the central paradigm in archaeology? This unfortunate event was precipitated by the theoretical shift that has taken place in anthropology, in which explanations for behavior are no longer traced to culture. I find this situation both sad and deeply alarming. Leaving aside the simple fact that behavior can be seen as a product of culture, regardless of the many definitions we choose to employ, such perspective is a rejection of a century or more of thoughtful insight. Are we really prepared to jettison the works and thoughts of people such as E.B. Taylor, Franz Boas, A.L. Kroeber, Leslie White, or Claude Levi-Strauss, to name but a very few? I think not. Of the many definitions of culture put forth since E.B. Taylor, the one I prefer and find most useful in my work is that of Walter Taylor. In his 1948 Study of Archaeology, Taylor sees culture as a mental construct, not directly observable, but understandable through its various objectifications, be it ritual practice, social structure, or the material world. It is a definition that permits a structural perspective that I find to be a particularly powerful approach to the study of material culture and cognition. Folklorist Henry Glassy, in his study of folk housing in the Virginia Piedmont, used the methods of structural anthropology, originating with Claude Levi-Strauss, to analyze and explicate the profound changes worked on the worldview of Virginians between the latter 18th and early 19th century. This approach underlies my own studies, both in New England and the Virginian Tidewater, from the early 17th century and on the 19th century English frontier in South Africa. James Dietz died of pneumonia in November of 2000 in Charlottesville, Virginia, where he had been the Harrison Professor of Historical Archaeology at the University of Virginia since 1994. His death came just days after Thanksgiving, a holiday that he wrote about a lot during his career. In 1969, Dietz wrote an essay called The Reality of the Pilgrim Fathers, which exposed what we thought of as Thanksgiving traditions. Less than a month before he died, Dietz's latest and last book, written with his wife, Patricia Scott Dietz, called The Times of Their Lives, Life, Love, and Death in Plymouth Colony, further exposed those traditions and is a must-read for anyone interested in the truth about the Pilgrim Colony and the history of this country. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.